Hello everyone, welcome again to the Prostate Cancer Summit 2.0. This is the 2.0 version with our guest, Mr. Ben Tometa from H2 Biohacker. Ben, such a pleasure to meet you. We got to talk a little bit before recording. I learned so much about hydrogen therapy and your equipment that you sell. I can't wait to dive in, but first of all, thank you for being on the summit.
Yeah, thanks for having me here. Great to be here, Dr. Gio.
My pleasure. Ben, let's break this down. You know, I disclosed to you, and it was a bit embarrassing. Just when I think I know, you know, everything about all things treatment-wise and to help patients and people with cancer and prostate cancer, I had to admit to you, I don't know a lot about hydrogen therapy. So can you break that down for us? Like, how does it work? What's the benefit? And, you know, and how does it compare to oxygen therapy, like in hyperbaric oxygen therapy? What's the difference?
Right,
break
right.
that down. Take it wherever you'd like.
Right, right. All good questions. I mean, so my initial questions, well, but I mean, all the answers are great, better than you expected. You know, that bottom line is it really works. You cut the chase. It really works. I was surprised by everything, but it was a journey for me to get to where I am with all this hydrogen stuff. But to start at the beginning, you know, people ask, well, what is hydrogen therapy? You know, what is it all about? And so like what I like to, how I would define it is like hydrogen therapy is the administration of hydrogen gas into the body through inhalation or drinking hydrogen infused water, or diffusing the hydrogen through the skin by enclosing the area in a bag or a sleeve. And this is mostly done when you're in closed areas. It's mostly done for joints and extremities. The healing, you know, because hydrogen is such a small molecule, it diffuses really quickly into your skin. So the healing and powers intensify when you do that. But this is all for the purpose of faster healing and better overall health. And so talking about administration of it, most people are familiar with a nasal cannula. That one here is an example. Some people haven't seen it before, but, you know, you plug the cannula into the machine that's producing hydrogen. Loops around your ears, sits at the base of your nose. You don't feel anything. You don't smell anything. It's, you know, very easy. I find it easier to breathe hydrogen than taking vitamins, right? The other way, we diffuse into water. You can plug a little diffuser stone hose into the machine. Hydrogen comes out and you put it in a glass of water.
Mm-hmm.
And let bubble the hydrogen into the glass of water for 10 to 15, 20 minutes. And at that point, the water is as saturated as it's going to be with the hydrogen, and you would drink it. And so that's the quick example and examples right there, right? And so the other thing I want to mention, like I'm not a doctor, right? So
okay.
I'm an electrical engineer. So I come from a very different perspective. I come from a roundabout way to get to this, you know, hydrogen. But I've also studied natural health and been an enthusiast for natural health for over 30 years now.
Wow,
and so,
okay.
you know, I wanted to share some of the benefits and my story, how I got involved with this. My initial goal was increase health span, quality of life. In my 40s, I was kind of getting, you know, semi-retired, but I was just feeling, you know, fatigued. My memory I didn't have the energy, just being bogged down. I'm like, man, that's like, now that I can like enjoy life more, I don't have the energy and vibrance that I used to. So I'm like, how can I get that back? So that's when I really dug more deeply into what they would call anti-aging, you know, and longevity. And so that was my, you know, the goal is increase health span and quality of life. So as we start to age, we experience this, you know, lack of energy, fatigue, cognitive decline, more susceptible to sickness. I was always getting colds, you know, and flus, that kind of thing. And also various age-related health conditions. And so looking for overall health, better energy, strength, better sleep, sharper mind, faster healing, reduced aches and pains and all this stuff. You know, they say a healthy person has thousands of dreams, but a sick one only has one to get
Oh,
healthy.
interesting.
Right? I like that little saying.
Hey, more, now you said something that's probably, I mean, I definitely want to learn about hydrogen therapy. You said something really interesting. I was semi-retired in the age of 40. How is that? I'm 52 and I'm not semi-retired, nor will I be at 52 nor 62,
yeah.
Which is great because I love what I do.
Yeah,
So how did that happen?
That's a, you know, another kind of long story or tangent, but briefly, you know, once you've got an online business and some like residual income coming in, you know, you can travel around and do what you want when you want. And then it's just a matter of like just keeping it in maintenance mode. You know, I found I didn't have to make millions and millions of dollars, you know, to be semi-retired. I mean, as long as I had, you know, reducing your income, especially like as an expat and a nomad, right? And I didn't have a big family at the time, you know, or no wife or kids, so that was much easier. I
Yeah.
waited till I was semi-retired to start that those up, right?
Smart, smart. Like Derek,
Yeah.
Jeter from the Yankees.
But
Clearly, I'm a
the
baseball.
main thing is like reduce the expenses, right? And to live within your means, and then you're free. So
Oh, that's good. Actually, that's pretty good advice for whoever's listening. I know it has very little to do with prostate cancer, but I think that the stressors of life can influence cancer and prostate cancer. So
oh
you,
yeah, big time, big time.
right?
I'm like 50, almost 56 now, and I'm just starting to get some graying hair, you know?
I was gonna say, I mean, 56, and I have way more gray hairs on my face than you have on your head there. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, okay, I'm sold. Where do I get this hydrogen? So it's like, if that's the way, I'm
Well,
sold.
I mean, it's like, yeah, so it is amazing stuff. But we're also using, and speaking of gray hair, and so just another tangent, but well, I've got some clients, or I work with a lot of practitioners, and some of them are doing like hair treatment for like hair loss and graying hair.
Right.
Well, actually using a shower cap, especially some of like the metal kind of shower caps that they use for dyeing, that are like a aluminum metal, that'll hold the hydrogen better. You don't want to have the hydrogen going into your ears or eyes, or surrounding yourself with it, because it gets to be a flammable concentration.
I see.
But a shower cap, when you help, I mean, one of the big things with hair regrowth and graying hair is circulation, providing more nutrients to the hair and better circulation. And we can see under the cap, see your the circulation and what's going on in your capillaries with a special nail fold microscope, and we can see little micro clots start to dissolve, and the velocity of the blood cells increase. And so that's exactly what's going on when you place a shower cap on in the end of the cannula up in your in the shower cap, right? It improves circulation and it improves your quality of your hair color and the growth.
Well, I've been bald for 30 years, Ben. So I don't think that I think that boat has sailed for me. And plus, it developed. It's part of the look at this
Yeah,
point.
exactly. You can't change that now.
My kids
That's
have
the look
never
now.
seen me with hair. So that would shock them. But
Right.
ironically, people want to see me for hair loss, and I'm like, haven't you seen my photo up on online? Like, why would you think that I know what to do? So this is
That's
actually
amazing.
something I'll keep in mind.
Yeah, but that's definitely a new field using. I don't know of anyone else that's doing it other than a few practitioners I'm working with, using hydrogen for hair loss, and they seem to be getting results. But yeah, so
Great.
back.
And so then how would it, so for longevity, so is there a certain mechanism that we can say, yeah, for example, the metabolic effect on cancer, right? So, cancer cells typically like, particularly in advanced cancer cells, they like a very low oxygenated environment. So that's why some people recommend, hyperbaric oxygen, because that will oxygenate the system and make the terrain unfavorable. How would hydrogen work in this particular situation, let's say in a cancer situation?
Well, there's five things we noticed that were very obvious, and then the science backs it up as far as how the hydrogen interacts with the body. And so I'm able to name those five things, and we can go to more details on these. But one is like just more energy, and so we know it's like less fatigue, a boost in energy, exercise performance, recovery, better sleep, less need for naps, more energetic. And the how this works is that the hydrogen interacts with the mitochondria on a cellular level, where the ATP molecule is produced, for energy. And when that process is made more efficient, and the reactive oxygen species are gobbled up or neutralized by hydrogen, it makes that whole energy production process more efficient. And so when there's more energy, less byproducts, your body is in a healthier state. It can repair itself better. It has more energy to detox, repair itself, and just get you through the day. And so, with the less reactive oxygen species, if that's not in check, that cascades into inflammation. And that's the second thing that we notice, like overall, any age-related diseases or conditions that are a result of inflammation, we notice those symptoms, improve. And so a tremendous reduction of inflammatory conditions like arthritis, joint pain, that goes away pretty quickly in a lot of clients. One example, a client, 2 years of arthritic pain nonstop. After 2 months of inhaling the hydrogen, and their pain is gone. And I've got lots of stories like that. And so the oxidative stress, these reactive oxygen species like the superoxide, this O2 negative, the hydrogen peroxide, the OH, hydroxyl radical, those are very reactive, and they'll react with DNA or the closest molecule and create that DNA damage in a microenvironment that's more conducive to cancer. And then the hydrogen neutralizes these very quickly on a very low level. And so the inflammation was the second point, but the third thing we notice is the improvement in circulation. And like I mentioned in the capillaries, we can see a change looking at the capillaries in your fingers here. Little microclots start to dissolve, the velocity of the blood increases. I got a special microscope to look at that because as an engineer, I want to see what's going on. And it's like, oh my God, this stuff is really doing something. Within 10 to 20 seconds of starting to breathe it, you can see the changes in the cells moving through your capillaries. And so, but also we notice your skin is more flush, a better complexion. People notice like less wrinkles, the fine wrinkles, they start to, fell out some. Your fingers and toes that might normally be cold, they're not, you don't have, cold extremities like that. And also under like live blood analysis or, dark field microscopy, we find that beforehand, we see some stacking in blood cells. And that happens when some blood cells are, say, toxic or they lose their natural negative charge. So they become positively charged. So you get negative, positive, they stack like pancakes. There's a scientific or technical term for that. I'm not sure what it is. But shortly after breathing the hydrogen, we see the cells are more separated, which also improves the circulation. The fourth thing we notice I want to mention is the improved brain function. Mental sharpness, improved memory, a clearer mind, more productive, better sleep, more vivid and colorful lucid dreams. It's amazing just how people that meditate or do things with their mind, they're much sharper. It's a whole different world. I was having brain fog and fatigue, and I mean, just yeah, I feel smarter than I did before. A lot of people say that, like, man, I'm like so mentally clear. And so even conditions like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, dementia, they notice improvements. And even going from with we got a few Parkinson's clients that going from 1 hour a day to from breathing hydrogen to 3 hours a day, their symptoms lessen and they're improve. And so and because and I think a large part because there's the neurons have more mitochondria than almost any other cell in the body, other than like male sperm cells and I think maybe the back of the retina of the eye, right? And so any and because the hydrogen benefits the mitochondria so much, that any cells that have a lot of mitochondria are going to benefit even more so. And so just the neurological conditions, hydrogen promotes neurogenesis as well. So anything to do with the mind, we find it improves tremendously. And all that kind of like ties into faster healing. And that'd be like the fifth thing I mentioned that we really notice. So like less prone to colds and flus, faster recovery from in your joints, by bagging up your joints and healing. Also, your body's natural immunity increases. Hydrogen is known to increase your body's natural production of glutathione, like the master antioxidant of the body. And so
All those things that are beneficial for prostate cancer as well, by the way. All those mechanisms are important. What research has happened around hydrogen therapy for what health condition?
right now, if you do like any searches on PubMed and for like medical, journals and articles, I mean, there are now literally thousands of papers written up on hydrogen, hydrogen-rich water, and more so because it's easier to test that on animals, so that because you can monitor how much water they're drinking. But more so nowadays, they're starting to do more studies on the inhalation because what I find, what I say nowadays is like you get 80 to 90% of the benefits from doing the inhalation. It's not. You can't dissolve 1 liter of hydrogen gas into 1 liter of water and drink it, right? It's just impossible. But we found like 1 liter of gas per minute is the sweet spot. Anything less, you're not going to get the full potential benefits. And anything more is usually just a waste of machine, waste of money, and you're going to be getting a flammable concentration of hydrogen. Hydrogen is flammable above 4.7%. So the machines are calibrated to and for the general public, once you take a breath of air, you're breathing in a less than flammable concentration of hydrogen, right? And so there are more and more studies, coming out, and then they kind of collaborate with what we've witnessed as well. And back to like the hydrogen in the prostate and how that connection is, to connect those two, because that's kind of where we're about here, right? Talking about this today. What I've noticed, is that just by drinking the hydrogen infused water alone, because I've had some clients that can't afford the machine, or they don't want to get it, or say, let me just try some of the water. They were having problems, urinating, just painful urination, or just couldn't do it, right? And so we treat like a gallon of water, send them home with it. A couple of days later, they come back and say, Ben, I can pee again. It doesn't hurt. I'm like, wait, what? It's like just drinking the water. And they say, yeah. And that happened with actually three clients. Just drinking the treated water improved their enlarged prostate. It shrunk it, I guess, to a point where they can urinate more easily. One other case of a client with prostate issues, he was actually breathing the hydrogen, was visiting his doctor regularly. He had a large prostate as well. And his prostate shrunk more. In like every week or two, he would send me an email back. He's like, hey, it was giving the measurements. You know, it's like, and they were measuring centimeters, you know? It's like, it
Right.
shrunk this much, it shrunk this much, it shrunk this much. But again, he was getting much faster results by doing the inhalation. But anything that the water comes in contact with your body, we find that it's also beneficial to drink, you know, water. Even though I say only 10 to 20% of the benefits come from water, it's benefits you're leaving on the table if you're not also drinking the water.
Is the water, when I think hydrogen, and maybe my chemistry is off, I think more acidity. So does the water, is there a connection there? Is the water more acidic? And is that what you're consuming or no?
No, yes and no, because
What's the
hydrogen, you know,
pH? What's the pH in hydrogenated water, I guess?
right, pH, the H in pH is all about measuring the hydrogen ions in there,
Yeah.
right? But we found it's like measuring the pH before and after the treatment, the pH does not vary whatsoever. And that's mostly because you're introducing H2, which is not an ion, which does not affect the pH so much, which is kind of good. You don't want to, you know, have super acidic, you know, water after being treated or alkaline. You know, you want to maintain a natural neutral pH, which is, you know, what the body is for the most part. So when you dissolve the hydrogen into the water and oxygen gas coming out of the machine, you can do both, either or and or both. You know, it does not change the pH. You know, the high H2 molecule is very stable.
Okay. Is it something, so when you insert the cannula, is it something that you do in the daytime for 10 minutes? Do you sleep with it at night like people will use their CPAP? What's the best method?
Yeah, some people have incorporated with their CPAP, but you have to be careful with that because when you plumb that into the CPAP, unless you're getting external air when you take a breath, it can quickly rise above that 4.7%, you know, flammable concentration amount in air, right? So what I did for the first few years is the initial machine I built myself just because I wasn't sure it's going to work. So as an engineer, I was already experimenting with running the car to hydrogen. So I knew how electrolyzers and the technology work. So I'll just make my own. And so now I lost my train of thought. I got on that tangent that I was going to get on.
That's all right. That's all right. We'll bring it back. So this is considered a natural treatment.
Yeah, hydrogen is very natural to the body because that might be a question too. Why is hydrogen reacting and having these benefits that we're seeing? And so as I dug more into the research, I found that hydrogen is associated with healing in secret ways. Like there's a Japanese study that was done. I mean, first of all, hydrogen is natural to the body in that it is produced in the gut in a very healthy microbiome. They say, you know, fiber reduces the risk of cancer, right? I've heard that saying a few times. And they don't say, well, what's the correlation between fiber and cancer? You know, what's that? There's a big missing gap or bridge that needs to be fulfilled, right? Well, basically, the connection is, in a good, healthy microbiome, the bacteria break down that fiber, produce hydrogen gas, and it's that hydrogen gas that provides those benefits. It's nothing to do with fiber. So the connection is the microbiome consuming the fiber, producing hydrogen gas, and the hydrogen gas provides those, you know, cancer reduction or cancer reducing benefits or,
Is
you
that
know.
right? Wow, I certainly didn't know that. Yeah, I never really thought of the mechanism other
Yeah.
than butyrate and other things that are the byproducts that are produced from the microbiome. It's what causes the benefits. I didn't know the hydrogen connection, so thank you for sharing that.
Another connection with in the Japanese study, they measured the breath of centenarians, you know, people that lived over 100 years, and they found that they had a higher concentration of hydrogen in their breath compared to the general population. And again, that was traced back to the microbiome because your body doesn't produce any hydrogen anywhere else naturally. It's in the gut. And so they found that people living longer had a higher concentration of hydrogen in their breath, which is really interesting.
So in this particular, when they use your equipment, there is not produced in the gut, they're inhaling it or consuming it from the water.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, we start to think of hydrogen as a vitamin, you know, because it's, you know, very natural to the body. And so, yeah, so breathing, it kind of supplements it as if your body is not up to speed with making its own. I mean, in your gut, they've measured your gut produces between 6 and 12 liters of hydrogen per day, which is, I mean, an enormous amount. If you think of a 2, 3 liter bottle soft drink, you know, several of those a day. But the thing is, it doesn't build up in your system. It's such a small molecule, it just passes through your body and out into the atmosphere. It doesn't, it, it there's no, it doesn't accumulate in your body. And so therefore, it's like both natural to your body and doesn't accumulate. So there's no toxic dose. It just dissipates quickly once your body has reached the saturation point.
Fabulous. Ben, what are we gonna we are about to wrap it up, and I'm curious to know your final thoughts as to, who would be the best candidate to do hydrogen therapy, particularly again, many people watching either have prostate cancer or trying to prevent it. So what's the best form of method of utilization, and for who is it the best option for?
I mean, almost anyone, even healthy people and athletes can benefit. I mean, even we find elite athletes benefit 3 to 4% in their performance, by using hydrogen incorporated into in their diet. People that benefit the most are the ones that are experiencing age-related diseases and or have a condition that and try to improve on. One other quick thing I'd like to mention, I did find some like anti-cancer effects of molecular hydrogen in 5 human clinical trials. I summarize them really quickly if I can rattle those off to
Why
you.
don't you do? Yeah, please.
Okay. So here's 5 I found real quick. I just got a quick sentence for each one. So here they are. In a study on colorectal cancer, 55 patients with stage 4 cancer inhaled molecular hydrogen gas for 3 months. This stopped the progression of the cancer, improved overall survivability, likely by recovering CD8 positive T cells. So that's one, right?
Yeah.
Another for lung cancer, a trial with 42 patients inhaled hydrogen gas for up to 60 months, leading to longer overall survival through increased coenzyme Q10 levels. Number three here, in a trial covering lung, liver, and pancreatic and other advanced cancers, 82 patients at stage 3 and 4, cancer, inhaled hydrogen gas for at least 3 months, achieving complete or partial remissions with a 57.5% disease control rate. Number four, another lung cancer study with 48 patients in this one used hydrogen gas inhalation for 5 months, either alone or with anti-cancer drugs alongside with the drugs, and this extended progression-free survival. So it kind of what I find is like the hydrogen reduces the spread of cancer. It helps it from spreading, which, and at the same time, if it's boosting your immune system, it brings back the power to your own body to heal itself. Young kids have cancer all the time, but their immune system is strong enough and cancer is suppressed enough where they can, cure themselves naturally of cancer. As we age, this oxidative stress and we become less efficient at, our body's natural ability to, cure itself of cancer. The last one, the number five here is finally, a short study on 20 people with lung cancer showed that breathing in hydrogen gas for 2 weeks helped improve their body's immune defenses and how their immune system adapts to fight off cancer threats. So, bottom line here is like all these studies,
A
it's
lot of
like,
lung cancer interest, right?
these are that because when you breathe it, it's the first thing that the hydrogen touches. So, you're going to see improvement with that faster. So, I guess it's easier to measure and see those, those differences.
Do you have your equipment studied in any academic center?
Not my equipment, but other equipment. I mean, hydrogen is hydrogen.
Yeah.
So, so as long as you're inhaling hydrogen and it's a good quality machine, which most of them are nowadays, then you're going to get the benefits. So it's like looking at any studies, not any particular equipment, but any studies done with hydrogen, are going to show these same results.
And now the question, I guess, where we lost track was, do you utilize this equipment while you're sleeping, so at
Right.
night, or is it 10, 20 minutes a day? What's the dosage, let's
Right,
say?
right, right. Yeah. Good question. Now I remember. So I was gonna say, like, initially, I started to breathe it like overnight at a lower volume and dose, and I would go 8 hours a night. 8 hours a night, right? I did that for 3 or 4 years just to experiment myself. And I mean, it works. It works great. But the thing is, like, you're wearing a Kangol all night. You roll around, you get tangled up. So nowadays, what we're doing, and I'm recommending, is a higher dose for a shorter period of time. So now what I'm doing is I'll set a timer on the machine. I'll breathe it more intensely for 1 or 2 hours as I'm falling asleep, and then if I wake up early, I'll put it on again for an hour or so. And so I would say, like, if you've got time, whenever you've got time in your schedule, wherever you find it practical, and wherever you're sitting still, at a computer, at a desk, and when you're working, watching a movie, laying down, taking a nap, or falling asleep, that's a good time to use it because it's so easy. Just press the on button, put on the cannula, and you're good. I mean, that's all it takes. So it's a very easy and practical health biohack to incorporate into your daily life. I find it easier than almost anything else.
How much and for how long?
So I mean, I'd like to say if you can work an hour a day in, that's great. That's kind of, you can almost get maximum benefits at that. Though we do see like the Parkinson's clients that go from going from 1 hour a day to 3 hours a day, the symptoms reduce even more so. But for a healthy person, if you can do it, you know, a few times a week or as much as an hour a day, then I mean, you're like maxing out. What I find if I don't do it for a few days, my energy levels start to decline a little bit. You know, it's like, man, why am I just like, you know, slow today or something like that? It's like, oh man, I haven't done the hydro. I've been traveling around or I haven't, you know, got back to it for a while. But you know, it's like a gradually tapering off of the effects, you know, when you stop for a few days.
That sounds really well. And so then, is it can they carry this equipment with them in a backpack while they use a cannula, or is it some is it too heavy? What's it?
It's not, I mean, it weighs about 10 to 12 pounds maybe with water, but it's really not necessary. I mean, the thing is like with hyperbaric oxygen, it's like, it's a big chamber. It's under pressure. You got to like make time to be in there all closed off. It's not very convenient or practical for daily use, right? But with the hydrogen, I mean, there's usually someone finds enough time to sit still for a half hour a day. Like, say, even if you fall asleep, it's not something you would like put in a backpack and carry around. This is the benefits are not worth that extra little effort, right? Just like drinking the water. I find it's not even worth treating the water, drinking the water, because there's so many more benefits from the
Right.
inhalation.
Right. Ben, final words, and can you tell us where do people find H2 Biohack, right?
Right. Our website is h2biohacker.com. We do have a special discount for people, you know, participating in this Doctor Talk Summit. And the coupon basically is Doctor Talks, DRTALKS. For at least for now, we've got a free 30-minute consultation. You can sign up for that on our website. And in most cases, you would talk to me. You know, I've got, you know, 5 or 6 years experience both, you know, dealing with clients and different protocols and getting feedback back. So I can talk pretty deeply on an engineering technical level, you know, how the machine works and what's going on with the hydrogen, as well as what you can expect your healing journey to be like when you start using hydrogen and what protocols to use, whether it's external treatments, inhalation, or when to drink the water as well. And so,
So that's h2biohacker.com.
right. You can sign up for a free consultation right there.
And Doctor Talks, S at the end, DRTALKS, and that's for a discount. What's the discount?
Right now it's $300 off. Should be
Great.
about, yeah.
Great. Any final words?
Just that, you know, hydrogen, it really jump starts the healing and it supports all major bodily systems in a holistic way. It's, you know, safe and natural and easy, and it can be used in conjunction with all other natural therapies. It enhances them and works synergistically with them. So almost can't go wrong.
I love it. Well, Ben Tamita, right?
Tometa.
Tameta. Sorry about that. I like to get the names right as much as I
Right,
can.
right, right. All
Ben
good.
Tameta, thank you so much, Ben. Very informative, and good luck with your company. I'll make sure to, recommend it to many of my patients. So thanks so much.
Great, great. Nice meeting you and talking to you here. We'll be in
Pleasure.
touch.
Thank you everyone for watching the Prostate Cancer Summit 2.0. Stay tuned, we got a lot more coming. Talk to you soon.